Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. stops Syria talks with Russia, a State Department spokesman citing continued military attacks against civilian targets and Russian and Syrian forces. Spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau says Russia did not live up to its own commitments.
The United States spared no effort in negotiating and attempting to implement an arrangement with Russia aimed at reducing violence, providing unhindered humanitarian access, and degrading terrorist organizations operating in Syria, including Daesh and Al-Qaeda in Syria. Unfortunately, Russia failed to live up to its own commitments.
The U.S. move to pull out of the talks came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending an agreement with the U.S. on disposing weapons-grade plutonium, citing what was called unfriendly actions by the U.S. The Pentagon says it has targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike in Syria. A spokesman says the strike Monday targeted a core al-Qaeda member. He would not provide specifics. Media reports in the region say the target was Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a former companion of now-deceased al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. The report says he was targeted by a drone strike Monday in Syria's Idlib province. Colombia's leaders are trying to figure out what to do following the unexpected voter rejection of a peace agreement with FARC rebels. President Juan Manuel Santos planned meetings Monday with political leaders and ordered negotiators to go back to Havana, Cuba for talks with the FARC. The president and leaders of the FARC are vowing to push ahead with the peace process. This is VOA News.